Welcome to the Change Your World Virtual Summit, brought to you today by the Public Speakers Association. I'm so honored to introduce to you the most fabulous Miss Alicia White. Alicia, why don't you just take it from here?
Great. Thank you so much, Tanya. I appreciate the opportunity to share with your audience about speaking and what it does it take to be a speaker. And I want to know how many people are out there saying, why doesn't anyone know I'm a speaker? And I'm thinking, well, are you telling them? That's the first step, right? Is to tell people that you're a speaker. But there's a little bit more to it. Do you have your speaker identity? Have you determined what that is? Do you even know it's why you should develop one? Well, I'm Alicia White with Back of the Room Productions and SpeakerSheets.com, and I have worked with many speakers on developing their speaker identity and making sure that they have a solid message and developing their brand so that it's consistent on every different marketing platform. What gets confusing for new speakers and even some experienced speakers is when they own a business. If you're a speaker who runs a company or you speak on behalf of your business, perhaps you're a coach and you have a coaching business, or maybe you sell a product and you're trying to train individuals on that product or wanting to promote that product, it's sometimes hard to build your own identity that's separate from your business. So I want to share with you today some of the things on how to do that, and that way you can share effectively with the world that you're a speaker. Now, my story really isn't any different from what I've shared, and that is I was just a graphic designer. A couple of years ago, when I started became a member of the Public Speakers Association, I told Tanya, oh, I want to join because I want to help speakers with their graphic design and their branding and things of that nature. She said, yes, and you're going to want to speak too, right? And I thought, no, I'm not a public speaker. She said, yes, you are. And she laughed, her famous laugh. And I thought, me, a public speaker? No, I'm just a graphic designer. Well, I'm here to tell you, through having supportive relationships like with Tanya Hoffman and other experts in the speaking industry, I'm more than just a graphic designer. I am a speaker. I'm an international best-selling author on Amazon.com. I have my own business. I have joint ventures with other people. I'm a collaborator. I'm an recipient nominee for several different awards. So it is important that even though I'm running a business, yes, I provide services and products for my clients, but I'm also a speaker, and I had to make a shift, and that is separate my speaking identity from my business identity. So when I go on stage, people will introduce me as Alicia White, a speaker identity and product strategist, not Alicia White of Back of the Room Productions. When I'm on stage and I'm delivering information on speaker identity, on products that help you generate revenue and leads at the back of the room, that in turn helps grow my business. So I look at the type of speakers that we are, and there are so many different types of speakers, but there are three major types that I want to highlight for today's summit. And that is, first, there's the spokesperson that speaks specifically on a topic to raise awareness for a cause or a charity. And this speaker is usually selected by the organization to carry out their message. Then you have the professional speaker who has been booked to inspire or entertain an audience. This speaker doesn't necessarily have a service or product for sale. They make their money through speaker fees or sponsorships. And then there is the business owner, the coach, the thought leader. They use speaking as a way to grow their business. And that's what I am. I am a public speaker using speaking as a way to develop my business. Like I said, I want to keep that speaker identity separate from my business, because if my business when my business is on the website, on the internet, and someone who doesn't know me goes there, they're going to see what products and services are offered. And they're going to purchase based on the likability and the trustworthy sense and feel that's given off through the website. They're going to order based on those products and services. When I get on stage, that's different. People want to find me and know me as an expert, and then they'll want to get to know me in order to help them. So I've kind of broken it down a little bit. It's when you think about the times that you've gone to a networking group, you know, the kind where you stand up and give your elevator speech, you only have a few seconds to grab the audience's attention and tell the people who you are and what you do. Well, speaking is so much better than that. And if you've made the decision to speak to grow your business, then you're a step ahead, because now when you're on stage, you're not just talking for 30 seconds or a minute. You get to talk about your value, the value that you provide, you know, giving tips and advice and information for 10 minutes or 30 minutes or an hour, and it's more to one person. So imagine sharing this information to 8 people, 15 people, hundreds of people. You can't ask for a more efficient way of sharing your message and value. And that's why so many business owners are looking to speaking to grow their business. It's just so important. I mean, the top priority in our businesses is to build relationships and gain clients. And honestly, the most effective way to do that is to tell a large group of people at one time what that business is or what value you provide. It's just the most effective way of sharing your information. And on top of that, being a speaker allows you to guide and empower others to discover new processes and ideas. I can't tell you how many times I will look into an audience after I've shared a couple of tips and their eyes light up and then they start writing stuff down. I have to tell you, that's really exciting as a business owner who starts speaking, because then you know that you're delivering value. You also become a credible expert and an authority in your industry. And when you deliver real value as an authority, people will want to work with you. You're talking to 15 people in front of 15 people, and you're sharing information. Chances are, a couple of those people are wanting to do something with you because you are the authority on that topic. And being a speaker gives you an opportunity to meet other experts that you share the stage with. And these can lead to opportunities to build relationships that you may have never had the opportunity before. I can't tell you how many amazing people I have met. And I have relationships that span the globe in which I have collaborated with individuals. Some experts have become my clients. It's been amazing. Speaking just is one of the best ways to develop your business. And when you are speaking, how do you differentiate your business from you, your speaker identity? Well, So how do you develop a speaker identity while maintaining your business? Well, let's talk about what speaker identity is. The speaker identity relates to you as a speaker, not you as the business owner. As I said earlier, when I get on stage, I'm Alicia White, the expert, not Alicia White of a company. So if you sell a product like I do, your messaging is about you, not necessarily about the product. When you're creating your marketing materials, it will be focused on you as the speaker. And you want people to know that you are the seller of the product, but more importantly, you want people to know that you're the expert and that you have all the knowledge that you need about that product so that you can solve their problems. You solve their problems, not the product. And if you sell a service like I do, consulting, strategy, coaching, or some service type businesses, or there's even time, you know, a virtual assistant or an organizer may give time in as a service. Well, this is treated a little differently. While the focus is on you as a speaker, your messaging will be, again, about the expertise in that topic of choice. It's not about how your business solves your clients' problems. It's about you, the value that you have to share. So, for example, my company provides marketing materials, graphic design, branding and coaching to speakers, authors, coaches, and business experts. And I also coach clients on speaker identity and product strategies. I say, I, Alicia White, deliver value on speaker products and branding and back-of-the-room sales. That's my identity. My identity is providing value, information, knowledge on speaker products, branding, and back-of-the-room sales. You won't see me list products or services, so I won't share with you that retractable banners and generating leads and strategies and business cards and postcards, speakers sheets. You won't see that list under my name. You will see it under Back of the Room Productions. And I know that I'm going over this kind of detailed, and that's because a lot of people get confused about what is my value. So here's a little exercise, and I just shared this with a client the other day because she was really struggling. She says, well, I'm a mom, and I want to teach other moms how to inspire. I want to inspire other moms and let them be the perfect mom that they can be. Okay, well, that's great, but number one, no one really cares that you're a mom, except that's part of your experience. That is part of your expertise, but that's not part of the value statement that you want to share with your meeting planners. And I said, okay, have three columns. The first column is an adjective. What do you want to do for these people? Or I'm sorry, it's a verb. What do you want to do for these people? Do you want to inspire them, empower? Do you want to motivate? Do you want them to learn? So you would be teaching, educating, showing, guiding. I want you to list the first column with verbs of things that you want to do with your target audience. The second column is going to contain the different names that you would call your audience. So in my client's example, hers is mom, but it could also be a single mom, a working mom. It could be a happily married mom. It could be mother. It could be a guardian. And she has to determine, because she's already come to me with her target audience. She knows her target audience are mostly moms, but she seems to be talking to single moms, and that's where she seems to get most of her business, is through single moms. Then, and actually we'll go one step further, she actually gets business from single mothers who work, who are business owners. And so that goes in the middle column. And then the last column is, what result are they trying to get? Are they wanting to be the best parent, the best mom, the perfect mom, the strict mom, the mom that gets things done? And so now she has words in one column, the second column, and the third column, and can start lining those words up to create a value statement. When you have that value statement, that's one of the ways of creating your speaker identity, and you can start basing everything around that. For example, I use the three C's of branding, and those are being consistent, clear, and communicate. Once you discover that value statement of yours, you can begin creating your marketing materials. And the first step is to be consistent. And being consistent means that your marketing materials, your website, your social media accounts, and everything else you use has the same look and feel. It doesn't have to be matchy-matchy, but if you have a professional headshot and you have your name listed on one social media site, I encourage you to list it the same exact way on every other social media site, your business card, and your website, because this is how people are going to recognize you. And make sure it's, and when I talk about the recognizing you, I love using this example. It's like a song on the radio. Sometimes you'll hear a new song and you won't know the words, but you're like, man, that's a catchy tune. I really like that. And you're listening to it, then it plays again the next day, and you're kind of picking up some of the words. Well, by the sixth or seventh time that you've heard it, you're driving in the car and you've turned the radio up because this song, you know it by heart, and you are screaming at the top of your lungs, singing the song, and the people in the car are looking at you like you're crazy. Yeah, that's right. And the people in the car next to you are looking at you like you're crazy too. But the point is, once you hear something, see something once, and then again and again and again, after the seventh, eighth impression, you recognize that brand. And that's why you want to set yourself apart from your business, because people, they will trust a business, but they will trust a person much more quickly than they will a business. They'll get to like, know, and trust you faster than they will a business. And the more you're on stage as your speaker identity, they're going to come to you, and then you can translate that into business opportunity. And being consistent, you want to create that brand that is congruent with who you are, and stick to the same color palette and fonts and photos on all your materials. Again, it's that song playing over and over again so that people recognize it and can recall it. The second C is having a clear message, which is extremely important. And so I've mentioned a couple of times about the value statement. And really, work on creating a statement that tells the audience the value and expertise you bring. This is similar to a tagline for your business, but it's a tagline for you. It's not about the products or services you provide. It's about what you, the speaker, the business expert, and the authority provides. Again, try that exercise where you determine what you want to do, who you want to do that to, and what result will that be. If you're very clear on the solution that you provide your clients in your business, chances are that may actually translate to what you can do as a speaker. So I have a coach who is a client who is a coach who has a virtual assistant program. And her key tagline for a business is saving you time so you can do the important things. That's a business tagline. As a speaker, hers is giving you your time back. And you can kind of see that that's a variation. They still involve time. And the difference is one is the business will have services and products to do that with. The other, the speaker value statement, giving you your time back, she's going to give you tips and insight on how you can save time. And again, because she's looked to as an expert, because she's on the stage and not sitting in the row with someone else, people are going to seek her out to work with her. I mean, that really is the big difference. When you get on stage, you're immediately looked to as an expert or an authority. And then the final C is communicate. Have you told people you're a speaker? Do you have the word speaker on your business card, in your social media titles? Do you have a speaker tab on your website? Are you connecting with event organizers and sending out your speaker sheet? Have you joined the Public Speakers Association? Are you telling everyone you know? Again, reputation is key, and you want to constantly share with people that you are a speaker. Once you've created your speaker identity and using those three C's, it's time to share it with the world, and that's to get in front of the room and sell your value. Talk about your value so that you can sell your products and services later. Getting on stage is not about pitching to your audience. It's about giving information. The things that you will need to start sharing your speaker identity will be a speaker sheet. Now, I don't know if you know what that is. Some people call it a speaker one sheet, and that's a document that tells the event planner or people who are looking to book speakers what your value is, what you're going to deliver to the audience. And it's very important to have that. And I can help you out with that. All you have to do is go to speakersheets.com and fill out the form in the middle of the page, and you'll get a free checklist on how to complete your own speaker sheet. You'll want your business card with your headshot on there because this is about you. Yes, you can add your company logo. That's not a problem. And then on your website, if you have a company website, it's okay to add a tab for your speaking. So just add speaking or a speaker tab. You can also create a separate website for your speaking if you want to separate them, but you don't have to. And then on social media, use that same headshot and add the word speaker to your title on LinkedIn, and then add it to your descriptions on Twitter and Facebook. Let people know you are a speaker. Now, I know this sounds like a lot to do, but don't get discouraged or overwhelmed. You'll have plenty of time to implement these strategies. But don't wait on speaking. Start now. Start looking for groups that serve your ideal client. This becomes your target audience to deliver information to. And deliver information and value. Don't stand on stage and give a sales pitch, like I said earlier. People need to know, like, and trust you better than they before they even buy. So give information to help them. It's funny. It's really a fine line. I was griping the other day to a friend how a lady in a mastermind group asked me several questions on her branding. And this is a service I charge for in my coaching sessions. And I have a business coach, and she told me that I need to stop being so nice and giving away my expertise for free. And so I was having a real hard time because you're supposed to help each other in a mastermind. Do you know, 3 meetings later, the lady said to me, I implemented everything you told me, and I still don't have what I want. You're the expert. Will you do it for me? Why, yes. Yes, I will. So there is fine line in giving too much information, and you do have to give just enough for your audience to discover that they need you. And it takes practice, but you'll find that balance eventually. Now, before I go, talking about the speaker identity, I wanted to share with you that I have a speaker training course called Discover Your Speaker Identity for Real Results. Starting April 21st, this is a 6-part course over 3 weeks. And you will get clarity on your speaker identity. We'll walk you through that. The elements of professional design, marketing strategies, speaker products that generate leads and revenue, and so much more. I want you to check out speakeridentity.com for more information. So you've got two places to go to today. One is speakeridentity.com to check out this speaker identity training course. This will help you tremendously. I've had clients who looked over the this website and said, oh, my gosh, why didn't you offer this to me a year ago? I would have been, you know, would have been so happy. Well, you know, things come in good time. The second website I want you to go to is speakersheets.com. I want you to get that free tool for developing your own speaker sheet. Finally, I'm all over Facebook, and you can reach me at Alicia White 911 on Facebook or LinkedIn, or you can go to speakersheets.com and contact me through there. But if you're on Facebook, just look up Alicia White, A-L-I-C-I-A, White, W-H-I-T-E, 911. And I would love to hear from you. I would love to help you with your speaker identity, and I look forward to hearing from you if you have questions. Shoot me an email. Connect with me on Facebook. And thank you so much, Tanya, for the opportunity to share.